I'm so pleased you've included this bill to right a historic wrong regarding the fraudulent 1865 treaty. Senator Wyden is a full partner in this, is a co-sponsor, and Congressman Greg Walden, and the Warm Springs Reservation is within his district in Oregon, and he's introducing a companion bill on the House side. Over 150 years ago, the tribes of Middle Oregon negotiated and signed a treaty, the 1855 treaty, ratified in 1859, served as a bedrock of the trust relationship between the Warm Springs tribes and the U.S. government. It established what is today known as the Warm Springs Reservation and required that the remaining lands held by the tribes be ceded to the U.S. As part of the negotiation, the tribes insisted upon retaining their off-reservation hunting, fishing, and gathering rights, which they have continued to exercise to this day. 10 years after the initial treaty, J.W. Parrott Huntington, an unscrupulous superintendent of Indian Affairs for Oregon, drew up a supplemental treaty that would have forced the tribes of the Warm Springs Reservation to give up their off-reservation rights and agree to a hall pass system to even leave the reservation, this as now known as the 1865 treaty. Huntington secured signatories to the treaty through fraud and deception. Despite ample historical records that conclusively show the 1865 treaty was a fraud, it still is on the books. Senator Hatfield, as his last piece of legislation, when he was wrapping up his 30 years of Senate service, attempted to disallow this treaty, to cancel this treaty. But that work now falls to us today. And so this bill, S-832, would nullify the fraudulent 1865 treaty and correct this historic wrong.